Do-do-do-ba-do-ba-do-boo-boo-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-boop-boop-boop. Iron Monkcast!
Welcome in, everybody.
Hello.
How's everyone doing? Episode 2.
I'm Skep. Joining me today, we have Kayako as the lovely co-host. We have Rena, and we have Falcon. How are you guys
Welcome
doing?
Welcome in, everybody.
How are we all feeling? How's it going?
Tired.
What are the odds you could repeat that intro, like the little ditty?
No, nothing. Like, just no. It's not gonna happen. It's just this is it.
Just be thankful.
My chances of me doing that again perfectly are my chances of winning Kaizo. Anyway,
But what is Kaizo?
Yeah, what is Kaizo? What a segue, right? So this episode in episode 2 is, so do you think, do you know Iron Mon? I feel like this episode is, I'm just going to be honest with all of you, it's the necessary evil episode. Like, we do have to explain what this challenge is, where it came from, context, right? Before we actually get into like all the nitty-gritties of everything. So I think our goals for this episode are going to be just going over the rules and like kind of like maybe a little bit of the history of the challenge, where it came, where it started, how it ended up, why we love to hate it, and
why we hate that we love it.
That too.
That's a part of it. And you know, I think it'll be good overall. Like, we'll explain, because there's a couple different challenge modes to Iron Mon. Like, everybody is so familiar with Kaizo, right? But there are different challenge modes. It did not start with Kaizo. It started with just plain simple Iron Mon. That was the original rule set, right? Created by I Ate Your Pie on Twitch. And then it developed. So from Iron Mon, it moved into, we'll just go over briefly, from Iron Mon, moved into Ultimate. From Ultimate, moved into Kaizo, the game mode that we all have spent way too many hours playing. And then, you know, Survival had its day in the sunlight too, before Kaizo came back and like crawled out like a zombie from a grave and has been here to stay ever since. It is the Kaizo apocalypse, and it's fine. We love it. But let's start off. Let's go into it and start with Iron Mon in general. The original rule set, how did it start? Skep, do you want to start with a couple of rules?
So,
We'll go from there.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, I feel like literally the whole reason, like the rule, as far as Iron Mon, right? It's a randomizer. You randomize the game. Like, so all the move sets, the items, and, you know, trainer and wild Pokemon, you know, like everything, like the encounters are randomized, the stats, you know, it's a randomizer. Like, that's quintessential Iron Mon. From there, right, there's all sorts of like all of our favorite, you know, things, like, well, the favorites, like you have like a starting favorites that you can choose from, and permadeath is the other big one, right? So if a Pokemon faints, you can't use it anymore. It's done. It's finito. Game Mussolini over. Like, and it's cousin Dunzo, like, that's it, right? So it's basically, this is kind of like, I think the origins, you know, if anyone wants to correct me, please do. This is more or less like the divergence of a Nuzlocke.
Yeah, I was going to say, this really does feel like a Nuzlocke on steroids, I think, it is an extreme challenge. You know, and there's nuances, because even in the standard Iron Mon rule set, there's things like no legendaries, and there are ban items, you know, like You can't have, like, the lucky egg and the sacred ash or anything like that. Like, there are banned items that you have to kind of keep in mind, too, when you're playing through it. And those rules only get more and more complicated as you go on through the rule sets.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just I wanted to make a quick comment. I just saw this, and I think a lot of these rules, like, looking back at them, you know, like, everyone's like, this is the spirit of the challenge. I'm sure you guys hear that all the time, right? Like, I look at, like, don't give up without a fight, right? Like, you may not reset before the first battle if you don't like your starter mon. Like, I honestly, I forgot it was, like, that rule was that far back to the original rule set. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, some things have carried over. Some things have gotten... There's, like... You know, the no legendaries 2.0 for Kaizo, where it's not just legendaries, but it's the pseudo legendaries, like the birds and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. It originally just started off with, like, no, you don't get to run Mewtwo. Like, that's not cool. But, like, it evolved into Kaizo, like, no, we're taking away your birds now. The birds and the dogs are out. So it's just one of those things. But that's jumping ahead of ourselves, and I know that. It's just, you know, it's a comment. But it's kind of fun. It's one of those things that it's been interesting to watch it evolve. And I actually, this is a good chance to kind of bring in Falcon a little bit. Because Falcon, you've been playing it pretty much since, or like been at least watching it or interacting with it in some fashion since the beginning, right? So like, have you seen all these different iterations too?
Yeah, I remember the way back of it, watching Eye at Your Pie on Twitch. I forgot how I discovered him, and he was just trying to create a bunch of challenges. And one of the challenges that he made, like, unbeknownst to him, was going to be the most popular, was Iron Mon. And I just remember watching him, like, work on stream, like, live on stream, to develop this challenge. And it was just so cool, right? Because it was just, like, you know, a bunch of, like, jotted notes in a notepad, and it was just like, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, like, and we could do this and we could do that and like X, Y, and Z, right? And then he does the challenge, and it's like, wow, this is actually really cool, you know. And mm-hmm. and me coming from playing randomizers, I was like, whoa, wait, I like when things are different every time. And and then just like I don't really remember, funny enough, I don't really remember regular Iron Mon Ultimate that much, and I think a lot of other people could speak better to this, because I often hear that the most fun version of Iron Mon is Ultimate. I hear that every time, and I was like,
Ultimate's cozy.
Right, and I'm like, nah, I had a pool growing up, and like when it was like April, we'd take the cover over it, and it'd be like 40 degrees out, and we'd jump in, and that's what I did. I just like jumped in to the cold water of Kaizo and shocked myself, and I'm like, here I am, like this is great, you know? But I did do Kaizo. I did a bunch of survival too. But over 2 years now, you know, I've been doing this, and, it's just so fun. It's so fun. And I liked when you said Kaioko, you're like, it's kind of fun. I'm like, it's so fun. It's the best.
It's kind of fun.
I don't know why.
It's fun.
Like, side note, little tangent here, actually, Scap and I were playing not even playing games, but just like talking about like playing video games, and it's like, you know, Kaizo's ruined video games for me, because like now if I'm playing a video game and it's not going fast enough, I'm like, man, I don't have the patience for this. I just want to reset and do something new. Like, Kaizo has ruined me for video games. But anyway, that's a small tangent.
Put in a controversial take, I personally prefer both Kaizo and Survival over Ultimate and the normal rule set, because to me, I'd rather be completely restricted than only halfway restricted, because then I get really confused and I will not have the time to get into a game, into the depths and intricates of it, to the extent where I would be making use of all the rules. When I won Ultimate, it was literally more like a Kaizo Plus win, because in Ultimate you get the ability to have a full team of 6 Pokemon, which you do not in Kaizo and Survival. And my ultimate win was one Pokemon with the rule set of Ultimate. Nothing else. I had no other Pokemon, just that one. Done. Send it, ship it. One.
Yeah. But see, and that's the thing. There's an also a really big difference between the two rule sets, right? Like, just a small thing like that. Like, Kaizo redefined, I think, the Ironmon challenge. And, like, I know we're completely skipping over the Ultimate rule set, but, like...
But I liked Ultimate because I actually won Ultimate. Why are we not... What about see, Ultimate?
Scap's a champ in Ultimate, right? So we can't say that he's not a champ. He's won Ultimate. It's fun. I've never won Ultimate. I never played it. I could probably win it in, like, 3 seeds, but, like, it's fine.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do, right? Like, I most of the wins, and I could be totally wrong, but I think most of the wins that I've personally heard about were like, I won in like 4 seeds, I won in like 14 seeds, I won in like 20 seeds, you know, and 50 seeds in Ultimate. And I'm like, it doesn't mean it's not a challenge. It is a challenge. But it's like a stepping stone. And, you know, there's like something for everyone. Like Scap. There's something for you. It's Ultimate.
Here you go, buddy. You can do this. Off you go. Go to the little playground, buddy. Like, you can do this. I don't know, like, I think the other thing I kind of quickly want to talk about with Ultimate, at least just a little bit, because, like, yes, it is the stepping stone, right? But, like, I want to just quickly say these rules build on each other, right? Like, yeah. I think, like, the other thing we need to mention, right, is that Kaizo includes the Ultimate rule set, right? Like, yeah, there's addendums, right? But, like, you know, like, set battles only. Let your friends grow, right? Like, you have to evolve. Like, you know, in original, you didn't have to evolve your Pokemon if you didn't want to. I like that stat line. I'm gonna keep it that way. You know, like, Ultimate's like, oh, you like that stat line? Too bad. You gotta randomize and hope for the best, right? Like, you know, like, that's so, like, I think that, you know, I just kind of wanted to at least mention that. Like, yes, I know, yeah. I have a soft spot for Ultimate, and yeah, I really like catching my slacking and won the game, but, like, it's, you know, like, my point is that, you know, all these rules build on each other, right? Like, yeah, it went from, like, you can catch as many Pokemon as you want in regular Ironmon, and then, like, well, now you can only have 6 in Ultimate. And then they're like, well, you know what? Let's make this harder. You know, everyone's winning Ultimate. You know, it's too easy. Scap won it. So, you know, let's make it so he can't win. You only get one Pokemon, right? Like, I like this building of the rules. And so, like, there is, like, I guess the organization of this rule set is really cool to me because there is, like, different aspects of the game have been, like, increased or decreased. So
just like Pokemon, the Ironmon rule set has evolved.
Can I also just to add to it, like, each game also then has its own, like, little, like, nooks and crannies of, exactly, like, well, we need to adjust for this or that, you know, like, really hot right now at the time of us recording is Gen 6 with XY Kaizo, and that's been a really good group of people sort of, like, developing rules for it in the Ironmon Discord. And now that it's kind of blown up, a lot of it's becoming, like, official, you know, and like, this was just people testing and having fun and being like, we think X, Y, and Z. And now it's like, okay, you know what? These are the official rules because
X, Y, and Z, and we're playing X and Y.
Oh, gosh, I did do that, didn't I? And then we had the Z announcement. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really neat.
Exactly. Well, but that's the other thing. Like, rules that work for, let's say, Fire Red, right? Are not, like, Fire Red Kaizo is not necessarily going to work. All those rules are going to work for Heart Gold because there's intricacies, like Falcon is saying, between the two games. And the same goes for Platinum and even Dub's favorite Emerald, like, where there's different niches within each game that you have to accommodate for within the rule set, because one rule set, like, Ironmon was developed using Fire Red, and so, like, you can kind of tell within the rules that it's been developed for Fire Red, But there's been, the community is so wonderful and everything like that, that people have put together official rules now for the different games. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun that way to kind of watch. And Scaff, you look like you want to say something. You've got an opinion.
That was a nice episode 3 preview.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Delving into why Scat likes Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
And I left it like a redhead stepchild for X and Y. What? Yeah. So I think we got, you know, a lot of that was relevant, Kaiko. Like, I don't want to. I think we do want to, I kind of want to focus on, I guess, Kaizo now. I think that's because that's literally 90% of the Ironmon community's focus is Kaizo. So we should probably talk about Kaizo, right? Like, let's,
yeah.
So as I mentioned before, right, Kaizo has the rule set that includes all of the previous rules, standard and ultimate Ironmon, right? Unless overruled by a new rule, right? So, like, you have to read the addendums. All right. Mm-hmm. Like, we are going from one to one Pokemon only. And also, like, things like no uber strongmon. So, you know, that slacking that I really loved? Yeah, we can't do that anymore, you know? Let's, you know, this rule set was basically take all of Scap's fun and make sure he can't have any more fun. but there's like a lot of like idiosyncrasies too, right? Like,
well, true, because that, like, Kaizo was the introduction to, like, Ultimate introduced a lot of like banned items, but Kaizo was the introduction to banned moves and banned abilities. So, like, in Ultimate, you can have healing moves, right? You can run those mons with the healing moves, and it's okay, because there's no real banned moves or abilities. Kaizo was like, no, absolutely not. They introduced the banned moves and banned abilities, like Huge Power and Pure Power, which just added a huge level of difficulty to the challenge. And I think that was, like, one of the main changes. Like, not only you can't have a team, it's only one mon. Now it is also the banned moves and banned abilities. Like, those are two major changes that really increase the difficulty of the game.
I think the real twist of the knife, Falcon, I want to ask you about this too, but like, for one of the real big twists of the knife for me, I mean, besides the ones I ranted about, but like, no healing items outside of battle. That one. Ugh. Did you have the rule? I was just going to ask you, like, did you have a rule in particular that was just like, fuck?
I think I always dance with the huge power rule and just like the BST cutoff, because it's any Pokemon under 400 BST, right? So, yeah. So 400 BST isn't even runnable, and that rules out like so many Pokemon. Like, I think, Rena, what was Wonder's BST? Is it 400?
I think mine is 405, but I'll look it up again.
I always wanted to plead and be like, can it be like 405? Because they are like 410, because then you include so many more Pokemon that are just like unrunnable. And I always sort of wondered why it was 399 and below. You know, that was sort of my question. I was like, yeah, I never did ask.
I think it really does limit it to the baby mons, right? You're limited to the baby mons, because there's not very many baby mons that are above 400 BSD. So,
right.
It really does. I think, like, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think Growlithe is above it. Like, there's a couple.
Rapidash is above it. Like, random ones.
Yeah, there's random ones, but like, most mons that have like a baby form are way below. So I understand, but see, that's where it gets to, Fire Red versus other games, because Fire Red, that's doable more or less, But other games, you start getting more and more mons that have more and more baby versions that, you know, and there are more good mons. Like, let's look at Dub's black and white win with his cast form, right? Cast form has a BST of 420, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he won with huge power. And that was a big thing because he was the first person to win, but it was technically an asterisk win because he ran a mon with huge power. So, but in that generation, that makes a lot of sense, right? Because there are so many more Pokemon and everything like that to contend with, it makes sense to increase the BST limit. So I don't know if it ever was officially increased for Black and White, but I think it has been for X and Y. Like, I think they increased it a bit for X and Y to 420.
Yeah, I think it's around like 460 or something now. Or
yeah.
Something
yeah.
Like I think it's something like that from my amount of research.
Yeah, exactly. So but that's one of those things that's a nuanced rule within like the different things. So it those are like the types of things that add like value to the game. It also means that it's just one more thing you have to consider when you're playing a game. Like, which game do you want to play? Okay, cool. Here is the version of the rules that apply to you. Like, here are the main rules, but then some rules are tweaked a little, depending on which game you're playing.
I did look it up. It is 405. Mine's BST is 405. I will also put in there that I think because of how steep the level curve is in the beginning of Fire, Red, Leaf, Green, where you're literally going to be on the same level as Brock's Ace if you're lucky and get the experience. Yeah. I will say that I think upping the huge power limit for Fire Red would actually make more sense to me than do it for Heart Gold, because my Minun did not have huge power, and I've seen a couple of people, like Something Smart got a Ferret past Radio Tower in Heartgold Soul Silver, which is really far and almost to the E4, that did also not have huge power. So I think that it is more likely to get runs with lower BST mods in Heartgold Soul Silver because the level curve isn't as steep than it is in Fire Red Leaf Green. So in that essence, I would actually argue to adjust the rule the other way around, but that's just me.
That's fair. That.
I fact-checked myself, by the way. It's 450 in XY.
Right.
450? Yeah, that kind of makes sense, though. Like, they keep it at, like, the even-ish numbers, right? So, but, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, Yeah, go for it.
I just wanted to quickly give Rena a chance to... Did you have a particular rule in Kaizo that was just like, why? This is not fair. I hate it here. Please send help.
I think if I had a rule, but that's me getting too far ahead because I did start with survival and not with Kaizo. The status healing outside of battle. That fucked me up. That fucked me up so bad.
Status tower. I hate it. Yep. No, I'm here. I hear you.
Like being able to do it or not being able to do it and going to other... Oh, okay.
Yeah, because in survival, you can heal outside of battle as long as you're not in a gym. Yep. And man, like, Gen 4 survival. Poison is whatever, but Gen 3 poison? The amount of months I lost, even though I defeated Brock because I couldn't make it back to the PC in time, even though I had an antidote. Ooh!
Oh yeah,
that hurt!
It's true, and that's where Rena and I connect a lot too, because both of us started our Ironmon journey with survival, right? Like, we decided, hey, let's just jump off the deep end and, like, go right for survival. Honestly, though, survival in some ways is, or especially early game, is a lot easier than Kaizo. Early game survival is it's not like a walk in the park or anything, but you have much better odds because you have those 20 potions. Like, yeah, sure, like, Kaizo, you can go to, you know, the, you can go to the Pokemon Center as often as you want, whenever you want. Like, hey, you're missing one PP. Go heal it. Don't even worry. Whereas in Ironmon, you're much more strategic because they introduced that rule, like, you can only have 10, right? But, like, Rena, do you agree with me? Like, or, like, what are your thoughts? Early Ironmon, early Kaizo, or early Survival, especially in Fire Red, Leaf Green, it's a huge difference in Survival compared to Kaizo because of those 20 potions.
I agree completely. I also feel like there's this intricacy to it that while you are technically allowed to buy the 20 potions, you also have to factor in that you don't always have the money. Depending mm-hmm. what items you pick up, if you need to pivot and you need to buy balls, you have to factor that in because that's also money that's going to be taken away from your potion money. Mm-hmm. You have to factor in what items you get. Are you already getting heals? Mm-hmm. You're not gonna trade out a big heal and sell it just to get your 20 potions. Yeah. Like, in some instances, maybe you would if you're running a low HP mon, but that's also risky. And there's just so many more strategic aspects to just running Survival than there is to Kaizo. With Kaizo, it's just, if you're in a gym, if you're in a dungeon, like, those are the situations where you have to be like, okay, I need to manage my PP, I need to manage my heals, I need to manage my items, do I use setup, etc., like, whatever. And Survival, you don't have these concerns, because PP is always a concern. Status is always a concern. You have different things that you look out for in Survival than you have in Kaizo. In Kaizo, you can run a spread that's like a glass cannon. As long as it's fast, it doesn't matter. In Survival, you can't do that.
Yeah, because, like, you can't
do that.
In Survival, E-Sense is king. Like, E-Sense is the best move that you could possibly get in Survival.
Wing attack for a physical attacker.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want a move that's going to be consistently high damage. And, like, the reason we go to E-Sense is because, like, you PP max E-Sense and you have over 40 PP, right? Like, what is it? Like, 48 or something like that? Like, something stupid if I,
You cannot PP max in Survival.
That's true. You can't PP max in Survival. But even then, like, E-Sense by itself has, like, 30 PP. 30. So, it's insane. Like, those are the moves that you're, like, of them. Now Falcon, you had mentioned earlier that you played Survival a bit as well, right?
Yeah, you mean Kaizo with math? Yes.
Yeah, Kaizo with math.
I never thought, like, after playing Kaizo that I would be excited to find, like, my starter Pokemon in the lab had a charcoal on it. But then I realized that charcoal sold for, I think it's 4,800. What's the currency anyway? Poke dollars? I don't really know.
I think that's right.
Yeah, sure. It sold for 4,800 of those, and I was like, I want this, and I want nuggets and pearls, and I'm so excited because I want to buy my 20 potions.
Yeah, like, for me, it's like, yeah, I hold on to my pearls. We clutch the pearls in my stream. We're old ladies here. We clutch our pearls.
Star pieces? Holy shit.
Yeah. I just remembered, like, the launch of Survival. I remember Pi being like, okay, and this is, I've heard people saying that, you know, they want an even greater challenge, you know, and I think this is so funny. I'm like, who's saying that? Like, Kaizo is barely beaten. Like, who needs this right now? And he's like, but this should really, like, scratch the itch of those, like, maniacs that just, like, need this challenge. And then there was a big contest for it, and it released, I think it was, like, you're like July 1st or June 30th of 2022, and it's like, mm-hmm. we're all gonna jump in this. And I made a plan. I'm like, yo, I'm like, I'm, you know, I'm starting to, like, play this Ironmon thing, and it's working off my stream. I'm gonna jump in on this. And I played it, and you know, shout outs to my buddy Quarzak on Twitch. We were always streaming around the same time, and we were both at like 200, 300 seeds around the same time doing Survival. And, like, I'd raid into his chat and go, how'd you do today? He goes, you know, another dead seed at Bridge Rival. I'm like, me too. You know, and it's just like, This game is pain, and I never got far, but it's so interesting. Like, the strategy is so interesting, and I see why y'all love it, because it's just so much strategy. It's so cool.
If I may, I have a very interesting run, because I'm like you, I never really got far. My PB run was an Electabuzz that had Dab, what was it? I think Spark? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. No, T-Punch. I know that it was pretty solid, but it had a lot of contact moves. And I just got off the SS on, because in Survival, another rule is that once you teach your Mon cuts, you can have it hold an item. And that is huge in Survival, because if you find a Quick Claw, let's say you're running a Mon with like moderate or decent speed and you want to make sure that you outspeed everything, you can just equip the Quick Claw, no issue. You're going to outspeed almost everything. Let's say you're running a bit of a tanky Mon that doesn't have too much attack. You can equip Leftovers for sustain. No big issue. You can just send it Leftovers, easy. It has a bit more attack and you want to like get better healing out of it. Use a... Oh shit, I forgot the item name. Shellbell. What was it? Shellbell, thank you. Use a Shellbell. My ultimate one had a Shellbell. Easy peasy. However, if you have contact moves, that is gonna fuck you up. I got off the SS on, I got poisoned twice. I had to invest another PP piece Pokemon Center heal, because you only get 10 of those. I was already pissed off. I was like, I'm just gonna fight a couple trainers for experience, and then I'm gonna go to the next gym. The first trainer I find has a contact ability. I got paralyzed and destiny bonded. And I just got out of the Pokemon Center. I just managed to equip my item. Woo! Status in Survival. Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh my gosh. I feel
it's
that.
It's great. It's great.
You know what you reminded me of too, is that I forgot. Like, I mean, there's so many big differences with Survival, right? There's also Flute Exodia, right? Yeah. If you get all of the flutes, you can trade them in. But there's also the Sevii Islands, and
yes,
right. And if you're running a Pokemon, I think it's either under 500 or 495 and below. I can't remember.
495
yeah. and below. And that adds so much value to like when your favorites, like so many people started adding like Magmar to their favorites, right? They're like, that's a great Pokemon monotype. Send it to the Sevii Islands, or, like a surprise hero, Tauros. Because one, mm-hmm. you get stab cut if you want to hold an item, and you go to the Sevii Islands, and it's like there's all this really, really fun, cool strategy. It's a great game mode.
Skip's favorite Jumbo also belongs to those.
Right? Yes, Jumbo value.
Are you guys trying to sell Survival to me? Like, what is happening right
Jumbo,
now? Like
Jumbo value.
You guys
is
trying
it
to...
working?
I don't know. I can't math, so look, these guys are like survivalists. Apparently, I thought I am the Lone Ranger here. Everyone's man, Survival's so great. We won this challenge in 3 months. It's so great. Like maybe you can win it too, Skep. Like I don't know. Like maybe is that what you guys are saying right now?
Speaking of like so I want to circle back to like when Survival first came out and Falcon had mentioned the rush to win Survival for the first time, because it was a big thing. I remember watching Raimi, and like he was almost there, just so close. He was gonna be the first one to win. And then what was it? It was which one of the Okos got him? I think it was Horndrill. Yeah, and he was at Champ just to get Horndrilled, like, right at the end. And if he didn't get Horndrilled, like, he would have won, because he ran it back, and he won. And he would have been the first winner of survival. He would have taken it, and it was like 2 weeks before the time limit was up or whatever to win this challenge. But yeah, like I remember watching that and just like the heartbreak, the instant heartbreak. So like survival when it first came out was this huge thing and it was great. And like, that's when I decided like, hey, that's when I'm going to play Iron Mon. Like I'm going to get into it. Thanks for Ice, you know, being like, yeah, no, you should definitely try. You should definitely try Iron Mon. I'm like, we're going off the deep end and going with the really hard mode. Like that's how I'm starting. So then when I went back to Kaizo, I'm like, oh, this is easy. Like, this is baby game for babies. And then, you know, I won, and it was fine.
But... well, sorry. I mean, I definitely remember the survival craze, right? Like, and I was watching, like, there's a lot of people in on this. Like, and in fact, I remember, like, Ice Twig's win. Like, that was, he was the first winner. Like, and that was actually wild. He's just like... yeah, let me just have this shiny Nidoking. I don't care. And then he just like cruised on through and just like, but I was like, I remember watching it and like there was some cosmic level like mathematic magicry going on like that. Just like, I felt like I was watching something that was well beyond my ken. Like I was like, maybe I'll try survival. I was like, when I was watching some of these people run, it was just like, no, I don't know. I don't think I have it in me. I don't think this is it. Like, I don't know, guys, like this ain't it. But you know, and like, honestly, like I'm also thinking about, Shrave. Shrave yeah. had some of the wildest runs of all, you know, like, I feel like, so like, you know, all these, you know, like one of the other things I'm skimming the rule set because I am not a survivalist by any stretch of the mile, right? I don't know. Like, I don't do math. Like, I was just like, okay, whatever. But like one of the big rules, right? No excessive setup, right? Yeah. Like, you know, everyone's like, setup wins Kaizo. It's so good. You need setup or you lose, right? And it's just like, but in this, like, survival's like, nah, bruh. Like, you get one. That's it. Oh, you want to use X items? Nah. And so I thought Shrave's win was like crazy because he's just like, I have rage. I'm going to teach rage. That'll be my setup move. There's nothing wrong about that. Let's do that. And it was just like, oh, you can do that? Like, and I was like, can you learn it? And then he's like, oh yeah, TMs, by the way, 100% learnable. Remember that pain? Oh man, yeah. I could get stabbed bubble beam. Nope. No, you can't. You can't learn that. You lost that coin flip, my friend. No, but in survival, you can learn all the moves. Like, I mean, I'm almost sold just off of that.
And the other thing that's really fun with the learnable TMs is if in the lab your mon is holding a TM, you can learn that TM right then and there in the lab. Doesn't matter. And the other nice thing, some of the healing moves are allowed back in with survival. And, like, that's a huge game changer. Like, you want to set up? You've got a healing move? Like, you're good. Just, you're Gucci. Just go for it. Like, it's fantastic.
Giga Drain, so good in survival.
I think it really, like, really was a masterclass in how to make a twist. Like, I jokingly, but when we were, like, setting up here today, I called it, like, Kaizo DLC. But I kind of feel like that, right? I'm like, okay. Because Scap said it. He goes, you know, every... mode of the game is a stepping stone to the next mode, right? And then survival, I think there's like a debate between whether or not it's the hardest mode or it's like an adjacent thing. Like it's like a side grade sort of thing, right? Like, and you know, whatever, like who cares? It at the very least, it's so interesting and it's so unique. And just the way it's made with all the differences, because there's actually a lot of differences. And somehow, like, just, like, out the gate, like, this is great. And it's weirdly balanced, because it's beatable, but really hard, just like Kaizo. And it's like, wow, like, you know, it was just a really it's a really interesting, fun game. I really do wish that it were played more. I really do, because it's very cool. And I think a lot of people miss out on that.
Well, that's my big question then. You know, you guys are hyping this game mode so much. Like, it's so great. It's so fun. It's so, like, well, why isn't it played? Do you guys have any clue?
I have an answer for that.
Go for
it. I think there's two aspects to it. The first one being that Kaizo allows for more interaction with chat. You don't have to stay as focused as you do in survival. You don't have to pay attention to too many things. So, like, Kaizo is like, you load it up, you run it. When you run into an issue, you go heal. The only time you really have to, like, focus maybe is when you're in a gym or a dungeon. Outside of that, you can literally just cruise through the game, interact with your chat, meme, this and that. Survival, you have to stay on point 100% of the time. The other actually is, and I think we're going to get into that as well in a later episode, Cross's Hall of Fame challenge is only Kaizo. And a lot of people want in on that. Like, that's the main reason why I've been running Kaizo. The tourney that he organizes and the Hall of Fame, if it had a survival category, I am telling you I would be on that. I'd be on that.
I think another big thing that really drives people is people are comfortable with Kaizo now. Kaizo is a comfort zone. People, like we said, 90% of the people that are going to be coming here know what the Kaizo rule set is. There are nuances with survival, right? And it's a different rule set. Being the same, the DLC plus, like Falcon has attributed it, it's the Tears of the Kingdom to Breath of the Wild, but it's one of those things. Kaizo is where people are comfortable. More people play Kaizo, more people are familiar with the rule set. There are more people available if you have questions, like if you're streaming it and you have questions about Kaizo, you're going to run into people that know, like, you're going to stumble, Chad's going to be in your chat and be able to give you some help. Or, like, Zach will randomly pop in and be there. Like, there are people that you're going to run into, like the Kaizo chatters and things like that. But there are some good Kaizo chatters out there who are just genuinely there to help you out. Like, you'll see myself or Falcon, you know, any of us here, too. We pop into streams all the time, and they're not just... You know, we like to go randomly find new friends and we'll just pop into somebody's chat. And like, if they have questions, we're there to answer them. But with survival, it's not as popular. So I think that's another big reason why more people don't play it. It's just because it's people don't play it because it's not played. Like, if that kind of makes sense, right? Like,
yeah.
More people would play it if you had other people like Falcon or like Ice or even Scap, you know, and like, oh yeah, don't know this. But, you know, like the larger names that would play survival, if those people start playing it more, you get more exposure to it. People get more comfortable with the idea of survival versus now it's kind of more of a fringe thing, right? So I think that's another big driving factor is people just aren't comfortable with it. They're comfortable with Kaizo. Kaizo is the nice security blanket. We all know the rule set. We're all comfortable with it. And we're all there. Like, we all know when somebody makes a boo-boo, we can all just be there like, woo, Kaizo police. And like, everyone starts putting asterisks in chat because we're all comfortable with the rule set. Survival, people just don't have that comfort with it. And I think that's a big part of why it's just not played as much.
To bounce off what you said, I think that's absolutely it, right? Like, it's, I always say this about like viewership on Twitch, right? I'm like, viewers beget viewers. If there's viewers there, there will be more viewers coming in, right? And like, I think survival would beget more survival players if there were people playing survival, but there aren't really people playing survival. So there's not going to be new people playing survival. Like exactly what you said. And like Kaizo already has a lot of rules, and then you add on a lot more with survival. And for me personally, it's like, even when I was playing survival, survival was kind of a sometimes game for me because it would actually make me a little anxious. Like there's just so much to keep track of, like all these notes and everything and all this, like legitimately, like all this like math I'm doing and stuff. And I'm like, oh man, you know, it's different strategy. And it would just, it would almost be like a little too much for me to play. But I remember watching like Shrey Shrave, you know, and just like, okay, well here goes Shrave, you know, and just, you know, how, what was this? 10 seeds? We're done. Great. Next game, you know, and like watching him play survival. And I loved watching it so much. I love the idea of it. I love theory crafting it and I loved playing it, but just not too much. Yeah. And also I think the timing of it, was really tough. I'm hoping I'm not remembering the calendar wrong. If I am, someone will correct me and we'll put a little note or something, I'm sure. But like, I think there were so many people with unfinished business in Kaizo, and Kaizo was already like way up here in, you know, in viewership, that it was like, okay, now I'm playing survival. I really want to get that Kaizo win. And like, everyone just like went back. So, you know, this is a whole combination of things.
And you're right too. Like a lot of people hadn't yet achieved their Kaizo win when survival came out too. And like, if survival was to come out now, a lot of people have achieved their Kaizo wins. And I think people will be more open to trying a newer game mode now versus like, it, like you said, it came out at the height of Kaizo. Really, like, well, not even the height, but the beginning of the height of Kaizo, because Kaizo is still super, super popular and everything, right? But survival kind of came out right when Kaizo was like booming for its first real big boom, and it made it a bit difficult for it to catch on. I know Scap's been kind of quiet for a minute there. Scap, what are your thoughts?
I honestly don't really have a whole lot, because I don't really feel like I have a whole lot to say here. Like, you guys, I mean, I watched it. I think it sounds like it's a challenging game mode. It sounds like, you know, if you like detail management, I guess, or you're, you know, then this is like the game for you. I'm thinking about, you know, probably some of the more like hardcore Nuzlocks that, you know, like that have a lot of those like insanely restrictive rules. And I feel like this is basically, that's what survival is. Which it seems kind of cool. I mean, I'm just simply looking over this rule set. That's more a reason why I'm kind of been quiet, really. And I am not a survivalist. Like, I'm just like, hey, gamers who did this, like experts, if you will, like, I'm just here. Like, you guys are like, you know, like, you know, like Rena was like, you know, I want Kaizo already. Like, I haven't won survival yet. Like, whatever. Kaizo's the baby game. I don't know. And I'm just like, look, I'm just here. Like, I'm trying my best. I'm playing the game. Like, I, you know, like you guys said, like, oh, I'm looking for my Kaizo win. I got unfinished business. Brother, do I have unfinished business. Like, sunken cost fallacy. That's what I am at right now. Like, let's be real here. I don't want to derail too much.
So that's something real quick, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
You mentioned something I think was great. We never actually talked about the name survival, but I think that's also a play on like a genre of games, right? Like Don't Starve, Valheim, those games where you said item management. I'm like, exactly what it is, right? It's resource management. And if that is meant to create a sense of stress, right? And that sort of like lends to what I was saying about, like, I'm kind of too stressed out playing it. Like, I like it. It's a sometimes game for me, but like, And Fact Checker Falcon did Falcon check himself. It was June 12th, 2022. That's when it was released. There's patch notes on the rule set. I didn't know. It's so funny.
That's so cool. You
look through them. It's great. Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, June 12th. So.
June 12th, and then it was finished like in June 13th. Like
June 13th, yes. No.
it was the flash in the pan, and everyone forgot about it. No, I'm just kidding. But I guess, you know, I kind of want to rapid fire this. Like, I think we more or less covered everything, unless if anyone has any other parting shots. But I kind of just wanted to say, well, let's rapid fire this. Rena, what's your favorite moment in Survival?
That's hard.
Just like Survival?
I think my favorite moments, like in general or from my experience playing Survival?
Well, be specific. Your experience playing the game. Or is that too hard? Did you have something for the other question?
I mean, the reason why I started playing Iron Man in general, I've touched on this on the first episode already, is because I was watching Remy, and Remy was big on Survival. He was, like, bitten down into this challenge. He wanted to win it. I think in the end, it took him over, like, 3,000 tries to get a win. And I looked at that, and I was like, I like this. I want to play this. And everyone around me was like, you're crazy. You're a newbie. Why are you starting with Survival? You are insane. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like roguelikes. Games that are too hard piss me off. But this is okay. Because it has so much strategy behind it. And there's also this limit of undeniable RNG. Where it's like, when you mess up 90% of the time, it's because that's just the randomizer, like, that's just the game. There's nothing you can do. And I feel like the biggest difference for me playing Survival and Kaizo is that in Kaizo, I often feel like I'm skishuing. Like, I'm literally skishuing. I'm making the wrong decisions when there was a right decision. In Survival, you don't have that. Sometimes you need to make the wrong decisions. Sometimes you need to click on the move that is not effective because you need to manage your PP. And if you lose in that moment, that is not because you're skishing, but because you were trying to play smart. And I think in that essence, it validates me more and my skill. So I think, generally speaking, that would be where I say that this is what I really like about Survival, is where you can make wrong decisions and not get called out for skishuing, because sometimes the wrong decision is the right decision.
Yeah, Kaizo chatters suck. Falcon, what was your favorite moment of Survival?
Oh, man. I really liked what Rena said there. You know, Because I feel like I never got anywhere. I think in my 300 seeds, really, I think my PB was like Bridge Rival or something. And that's just, I have a badge and I'm happy, you know, like, so I do remember that. I remember.
You beat Brock.
I did. I was so happy about it too, right?
Everyone's like, beat Brock, beat the game. Nah.
Not Survival, no. Like, beat Brock. Well, and that's the thing, right? That's just like the roller coaster of Survival is like, the beginning game is easier. The middle game is ridiculous. And then the end game is going to be a toss-up, depending on what your middle game was like. Versus Kaizo, where it's like, the beginning is so hard. The middle is kind of a coast, and then, like, the end is ridiculous usually. And it's like, you know, it's just such a different, like, up and down. But I think for me, and I'm sorry, I know this isn't specific, but I think just waiting for the rule set to come out, like, you know, waiting for a midnight release of, like, a game or something to, like, take it home and play with it, right? Or, like, waiting for like an expansion of an MMO, which is kind of more what it was for me, right? Just like waiting for it to release. Like, okay, like I'm going to read the patch notes. Like, what's the game? This is so cool. And then I'm so happy I found these patch notes here for Survival, because I'm looking, like, there was an update on it released on the 12th. And it goes, the Survival Iron Man rule set has been released with an exclamation point. That's so exciting. And it's like, here's some post-release notes. And then here's one the next day. And then 2 days later. And then the next day. And it just kept getting tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. And, like, just watching this, like, this really hot commodity that I was a part of just start to expand was so, so fun, and it was so different. And I watched so many people play it, right? And, like, all the strategy. Like, again, like, you know, I want Magmar in my favorites. But I also want something else that's, like, a little higher, and I'll hedge my bets. Maybe I'll skip the semi-islands. Maybe I won't. Like, that was just so cool. Just, like, any time that there's a hype like this in Ironmon, it's great. And, like I said, like, right now, it's like, Pokemon XY. And that kind of gives me the same, like, warm, fuzzy feeling of, like, oh, look, everyone's trying a new thing. That's fun. You know, so I hope more things like this come up in Ironmon, because I love Kaizo, and I love Fire Red Leaf Green. I love what we have already established, but I want more stuff like to crop up, you know, more innovation.
So I'm a warm, fuzzy feeling for Falcon. Perfect. Kaiko, absolutely. What was your favorite moment of Kaizo? Yeah, just Kaizo. No, I'm just kidding. We've been talking survival.
Which of your wins
was your favorite? No, tell me about survival. What was your favorite moment of survival?
So my favorite moment, like Rena and Falcon are like, oh, it's the community stuff and everything like that. My favorite moment was part of my stream.
Good. Talk about yourself. They're like, oh, community. No, talk. I want to know about you, Kaiko.
You're the good student. You're the one who's actually.
You actually followed the assignment. Moment. Thank you for following the assignment. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, so, and it's going to be stupid. Like, it's something just so mundane, but it made me so unbelievably happy. I got the Porygon 2, right? In Fire Red? Yeah.
Yep.
So I got a Porygon 2, and I was really, really excited for it. And, like, because Ice loves this mod, and I sent it to him. I'm playing survival, and he's like, oh, you're holding a, so I got through the lab, and I was like, okay, cool. He's like, wait a minute, you're holding a TM. Why don't you learn it? And I'm like, okay, but I had an attacker, and I had a decent enough move set. But then, like, I go, and I look at the TM that I'm holding, and I'm holding Stab Tri-Attack. And I was like, I love this mod now. So I learned Stab Tri-Attack, and, like, of course, now that mod's my PB. Like, again, like, I didn't make it very far in survival. My PB is Misty at survival. So, like, a little bit further than Falcon, not quite as far as Rena. But, like, for me, that was in my early, early days of Ironmon career. So, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know, like, once I hit Brock, because I learned Ironmon by watching Ice play Ironmon, right? So I learned where everything was, but, like, after Brock, my brain just went blank on everything. So, like, I got to Misty, and I'm like, I don't know where to go from here. So, like, that's my PB in survival. And, like, it was a great mon.
Okay, cool. So I have a chance at out PBing all of you if I played survival. Okay. Low bar. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No. Relax. I'm kidding.
All of us will just play survival just to win it in like 5 seeds, so Scat's got nothing on us. Like
that's my only hope in Black and White. My PB is better than Ice's. Like, that's my only hope. Like, that's all I cling to for like any sort of like confidence. Anyway.
You wait until I stop playing out.
Yeah, you won't start. You're too busy playing Kaizo. I'll just slip off of Kaizo and do survival in the dark in the corner. I'll be a survival player. No,
oh my god, he'll play survival Fire Red, just like completely change things up. Like,
I think to close out this episode, let's do the big question. What's the ruling on?
Well, we got to throw it to Rena.
Well, we do. But like, she's got the big question, the big, more important questions, but the big important question for me to end all of our thoughts. What's the ruling on survival, guys? Just give me a quick thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think? How are we feeling about this?
I give it a thumbs up. I like it.
I love survival. Like, I'm not gonna lie. More people need to play survival. Like, I love Kaizo, but, like, more people need to, like, give Kaizo, like, a day off. Play some survival. And then, like, go back to Kaizo and you'd be like, aw, this is such a cute game. And then, like, survival will beat you down a little bit, and then you'll go back to Kaizo feeling refreshed.
I'm already getting beaten down. What? Like, what? Like, what? What?
You don't know a good beat down until you've experienced survival.
I don't know. Okay. You heard it here, everybody. You never heard a good beatdown. Anyway, Rena, I think let's go to Rena. Let's do the Rena corner. Let's, you know, carry us out of here. Send us home.
Before I get myself canceled.
Save us from ourselves.
Well, what do you have for us? As my final comment before I'm going to take you to the gamble corner, that there's nothing quite as demoralizing as having 15 potions and getting one shot on Rock's first mon anyway. Feels great.
Great.
Boy, that's... If there were ever a sentence to summarize survival, that's it. You did it.
I just wanted to do my best, like, sad cat, like, just... Sounds...
Alright, guys. Let me see how well you were listening. I have... How many questions are there?
I know. I'm scared.
I have six questions for you today. Six? That I've gathered from the rule set and from what we've been talking about today. So let's see who of you paid attention the best today. My first question, how many potions can you buy before the first gym in survival? Scab?
20.
Correct. 1 point for Scab.
Proud of you, Scab.
I'm a good student.
Can I admit that I initially, like, my hand uncurled to hit a buzzer that doesn't exist in front of me. And I was like, what am I doing here? So, you know, I think we'll post the VOD of this somewhere. You can go back and you can watch my brain, like, reboot real quick and go like,
And I'm the one that's over here, like, Rena's going to ask us questions from pre-recording. Like, she's going to ask us questions about our pre-meeting. Like, shit, that wasn't on it. That wasn't in the study notes. Like, why is that on the test?
Next question, everyone. What is the gym TM learnability percentage in Kaizo?
Oh, shit.
Gab?
50%.
Correct.
My brain just fried. I was like, I don't know, sometimes you learn like 10% of the TM, sometimes you can learn like...
Zero! Move on!
Yeah. Look, just because you guys lose the coin flip all the time like me, I know, I remember, it's the coin flip. That's why I might bitch about it and all the time, but it is indeed a coin flip.
Yeah, see, and then this is when Scap's like, yeah, like, you need to be able to do math to play survival, and I'm over here like, I can't remember what 50% is. So, like, I think you'll be fine. Like, hi, so Scap, I just draw pictures for a living. Like, you're fine.
So, next question. What is the cutoff BST for huge power in X and Y? Scab.
450.
First. Correct. Holy shit, you're schooling.
I'm a good student.
Next up we have, what is Flute Zodia?
I know what it
is. Oh, go ahead, Scab.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. Scab, why don't you do this?
isn't it like it's a weird rule in survival that you can redeem if you collect all the flutes, like all the different colored flutes, you get you get a full restore, right? Like a big
wrong.
No,
I think it's a heal, but it's not a full restore.
You never get a full restore in survival unless you find it.
Isn't it a hyperpod or something like that? I don't remember.
Is it? Yeah, I kind of forget too. I thought it was a hyperpod or a full heal. Like, essentially the components of mostly of a full restore, but I'm not sure.
I gotta look this up.
Cheater.
I think I will count Falcon's answer because he got the closest. A Flute Zodia gives you 2 hyper potions and 5 full heals.
Oh, is that good? Yes. I forgot. That's so good.
That sounds good to me. 2 hyper pots and a full heal? Yeah, that's good.
5
or did I...
full heals.
5 full heals. And full a partridge heals. And a pear tree. Holy moly, that's incredible. I'm playing survival.
Yep. Also, additionally, but I wasn't going to ask you about that because that's another more complicated part about flutes in survival is that you can sell each of the colors, regardless of if you found all 5 or not, to get either a super potion or a status healing item. So that's also really freaking valuable. If you're like, no status healings at all, and you're about to fight a gym, or you're about to enter a dungeon, and you have the option, do I try to look for the last 2 flutes that I'm missing, or am I going to trade the 3 that I have right now in for like a paralyzed heal and an antidote and a burn heal? Things like these that you have to strategize about. Next question. What was Kayako's TM with the Porygon 2? Holy shit, Scamp.
Tri-attack. Correct. I'm a good listener. That's why I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend, everybody. Remember that.
Can confirm. As much as we like to say Scap is toxic, he is a really, really good friend.
He can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my last question for this episode. What did Falcon call... What did Falcon call survival?
Fuck, I don't remember. Oh, dude.
ISO with math.
Correct.
All the DLC plus.
I did both.
Yeah, it was both. I would have counted one or the other as the correct answer. So yeah.
Oh, Gab cool, y'all. Sweeping. He's not clapping for that. He's an asshole.
Scab win episode 1-2.
Yeah, nice. I did win episode 1. Oh my
gosh, trivia master.
I'm a gamer, dude.
My goodness.
If I could win Kaizo like I win trivia, holy moly.
Just won survival trivia. Congratulations.
Does that mean...
That concludes my Gamba corner. I'll throw it back to Scamba Kaiko to wrap up the episode.
Alright, well, yeah. I guess I'll end things around here. First of all, thank you guys, the 3 of you, for joining us for talking about, you know, Kaizo, survival, you know, just this episode as a whole. You guys had really great insight. It was lovely having you guys once again. And obviously I have to give a big shout out to, well, you know, Epilogue Gaming, right? Our, you know, sponsor, I guess, for lack of a better term, for giving us a lot of like guidance and help and, you know, just ideas as far as like how to carry ourselves in this podcast. And yeah, I can't really think of anyone else to thank. So I guess we already got the little sneak peek of what episode 3 was going to be. We're talking about like the little, like we're starting going to be talking about like some of the differences between the games. So it's going to be Battle of the Titans between Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Heart Gold, Soul Silver. So I'm going to be sharpening my axe and trying really hard to defend Heart Gold, Soul Silver from the rest of these Fire Red, Leaf Greeners.
I was going to say, sharpening an axe, you're going to need a shield there, buddy.
Nah.
Like,
I'm just full... hide behind.
Oh, you just like your little dude that was hiding behind the rock. You're like,
Nah.
I have that as an emote. Nah. It's fucking fantastic. I'm going to upload that to 7TV for Bill to put on your channel.
Full bearded battle axe. I'm ready. I'm going to defend Heart Gold with my life. You fire red, leave greeners. You guys think you're so cool with your old game and weird.
Save your banter for next time.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you again. It's always lovely having you. And hopefully tune in next time for episode 3. It'll be lovely having you all. Yeah.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Outro. Do 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 do. Iron Man.